בין
Right
at the bottom, 18. Yeah. But the Gemara, this is a quick stick them together. Yeah, right, we just move on shit there.
Yeah.
So let me just sum up what we had. So Yosef holds that Shema Aveda is a Shema Stochol, that's what Yosef holds. And that Mechai for Gneva Aveda. And Abaya asked on him from the fact that sometimes the Shema Aveda has to pay Kepel. How can you ever pay Kepel? If he anyway has to pay for Gneva Aveda, how do you ever pay Kepel? So I'm thinking, well, they were talking about Lista Mizuyan. Lista Mizuyan is a Kazlan. And therefore you don't pay Kepel anyway. No, Lista Mizuyan is a Ganesh. So he was claiming there was a Lista Mizuyan came. That's what he claimed. That's the Bubba Mice. No Lista Mizuyan came. He claimed the Lista Mizuyan came. So Lista Mizuyan is a Ganesh, according to Yosef. And therefore he claimed the Ganesh came. A type of Ganesh you don't need to pay because he's an owner. And therefore you have to, if it turned out he swore falsely, then you have to pay Kepel.
But a regular owner's story would be exempt if he finds to be lying.
Then only care.
Yes.
Only if he says Kepel Ganev. Settled in. If you claim Ganev, you get pay Kepel.
And it's not correct. Back me in shape. It's not correct to say, why would a person make the claim knowing that the outcome could be double? Why would you say, whatever happens, they said this, an onus happens, so that if he was found out to be in possession of it, he would pay him. Why would a person put himself in double debt jeopardy and say,
what question? What? You have a question on a story? Is that what you're asking?
If a person says onus, he's found to be lying, he pays care. If he says onus,
so your question is on the story?
What comes out of his mouth is what brings up his cat,
right? That's what he says, yeah.
So why would anyone say onus?
So you've got a question on the story?
So you're not paying us, right?
You can ask it, I just want to know what you're asking. Your question on the story?
The Gemara should now say, what are we talking about? Why would a person say that when he says onus and he doesn't bring himself
to you? He did say it. Because he did say it. And what's your question? Why did he say it?
He was already hired.
He was.
So he wouldn't have to make himself liable for Kepel. Why would you say there was a big bear came in and ate?
Right.
Around here, Your Honor.
He could have done, but he didn't. So what's the question? Why did the person say this? Because he said it. Eight says the Gemara a question. So now we're going to be focusing on whether Lista Mizuyan is a Ganav or a Gazlan. Right? The hinge of the discussion now is slightly moved to whether a Lista Mizuyan is a Ganav or a Gazlan. Because if we could prove that Lista Mizuyan is a Gazlan, then it turns out he wouldn't have paid Kepel for Toyin Tainis Lista Mizuyan. And if so, if we find the Shem Avedis Chayat Kepel, it must be because he's a Shem Estrocha. So, Loi Im Omis, because Shem Echinah. Loi Im Omis, the Shem Echinah. This is now a Brisa. Now, who knows where this Brisa is? Who knows where the Brisa is? Fall down?
Right.
Well done, Rav Shimon Dovid. Says Rashi in the top of the Omid Masnisa. It's a Brisa somewhere. But lo yadana yichatana. I've got no idea where it is. No. Right. So there's Rashi. Shimon Dovid. Straight from England, and he's on the board.
Where are you today, or you've gone back for?
The idea was to get to here by tomorrow.
The bottom of Nunzai Amadrei.
Nunzai Amadrei. That's the plan. As Loi. The Gemara said there was some background to this brisa, and the background was that if a Shem Yisachar used an item, and then it got lost to an oinus, he would be chayiv to pay. Halacha is a Shem Echinam is potter for oinusim, right? Also for Gneva Aveda. Shem Echinam is potter for Gneva Aveda, right? Right. And what happens if a Shem Echinam is potter used it beforehand and then it got stolen? Well, then an oinus happens. She has to pay. Now, Shvichus Yad has to pay. Shem Echinam, who used an item and then it got stolen or lost, has to pay. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the halacha regarding a Shema Socha that used the item and then it got an onus happened to it. Is he also going to have to pay for such a thing? Is there something called Shlichus Yad by Seamus Tov? Shlichus Yad means if you use the item, then all your leniencies go out the window. He'd be like a Shem. He would have the same halach as a Shem. So the Pasuk says clearly that by Shem Echinom. The Pasuk says that Shem Echinom made use of an item, and then the item got lost, stolen, or oinus, the Shem Echinom has to pay. Shlichus Yad, he was Shelech Yad, the Melechet Reil, not Melechet Reil, but it's his friend's thing. He's Shelech Yad, if you use it, you're going to be, you don't have any leniency, no kulis, you have to pay, whatever happens. What's that look like Shem Esachah? The Shem Esachah used it. Does he have leniency? That's the minute would be if an oinus happened to it. Would he have to pay? The Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara says, of course, why not? We have a kal v'chomer. If really Shem Echinom, that generally is more kal than a Shem Esachah, he has to pay. Shem Esachah certainly should have. Says the Gemara, loy. We're over here at the top of Amud Beis. Loy. Does my light? Not a good kal v'chomer, why? In Omrath b'Shem Echinom, Shekin Mishanim to Shlomi Kefel, Shemim b'Shem Esachah, Shein Mishanim to Shlomi Kefel, Shem Echinom is more chomer than a Shem Esachah. Because there is a case where Shem Echinom will have to pay Kefel and a Shem Esachah won't. How will you have a case in which a parent, how will you have a case where a Shem Echinom will be paying more than a Shem Esachah? If you would be Shia, Shem Esachah would also have to pay for Shia. How do you have a case that Shem Echinom pays more than the Shem Esachah? He swore it was stolen, and it wasn't stolen, so it would be a Shem Esachah. He'd be paying.
Pay for it anyway,
pay Karen. If it's Shem Echinom, he pays Kevel. He sees Shem Echinom is more common than the Shem Esachah. If so, says the Gemara, Shem Echinom is more common. You can't make a kal v'chomer anymore, and we've got no gilui anymore to say that shlichus yad, that a shem esachah that used the item would have to pay even for anything.
Yeah, okay.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're saying the value got says the Gemara of Esau gadaitoch. If a Gosh is right, that Lishtim Azirin is a Ganev, Nimta, B'Shem Esachah, Mishalein, Tashlomi Kefel. You do find the case that B'Shem Esachah will be paying Kefel. B'Shem Tashlomi Azirin, in the case when he claimed that Lishtim Azirin came, he claimed that an armed bandit came. Is he going to have to pay for that? Originally when he claimed it?
No,
he's an oinus. Halitza Mizrin is an armed bandit. You don't say he's quite an armed bandit. He's an oinus. So I don't need to pay. In actual fact, what was it? Nothing happened. In actual fact, it turned out that he lied. He lied falsely. So what's the din now? If you lied falsely, what did you swear? If you swore that a Ganev came, you pay careful. If you swore that a Gazan came, you don't pay careful. What did you swear? A Ganev came or Gazan came. He saw a Lishtim Mizrin came.
Which is a Ganev.
If so, you should be careful. So you do have a case of Shem Esachah pays careful. So how can the Gemara say that some American food. How can the Gemara say that
this is with the curse?
Whatever you want, raisins or shellies.
That's raisins.
Mm-hmm. So you
there's the effort, it's just been broken off.
You're all designers.
Take the whole thing.
Take your whole one.
I'll
pick
up that and have it all
over. Right, very good. Enjoy it. As says the Gemara, yeah. If you're right, that Lishtim Mizrin is a Ganav, then there are cases that Shem Esachah has to pay Kefal. So how can the writer tell me that Shem Esachah does not pay Kefal? And Hashem Mekinam does, if Hashem Yisrael does altogether, it must be that it's a museum, is a gadler. That's the question of Yisrael. Yosef was saying it's a museum, is a gadler. And that's why Shem Aved is sometimes will pay kefal, because he claims it's a Mizrein game. Not sure you've seen this right, then it's a Mizrein, it's a Gazlan, because it says that Shem Yisrael does not pay kefal.
But even if it's not, if it's just a Ganav comes and takes it, then you have to take
it. No. If a Ganav comes into Shem Yisrael, the Shem Yisrael is going to have to pay for that first time. If he makes a shul, you should know a Ganav came and says, thank you for the shul, but pay up. Because
if a Gatlin comes,
also you'd have to pay out. But if an onus happens, you wouldn't have to pay out. Here we're saying a list in Missouri and an armed bandit is called an onus. Right? There's no way a guy can fight with an armed bandit. So there's an onus. And what type of onus? Not an onus of a river washing him away. It's an onus of either a gunner or a gunner. Now if you're going to call it a gunner, then if you turn that you're lying, you pay devil. And the bride says, he doesn't be careful. Says, that's not difficult. This is what he meant. This is what the bride meant. Loi, you can't learn out Shemeshok of Shemeshinom, because in Omer Shemeshinom, Shekim Yisrael to Shemesh Kepel, he pays Kepel the whole Talmudsof. In any type of claim that he says, whether he says the Ganav, or whether he says the Lissim Mizuyan Ganav, in both of those, he'd be paying Kepel. No, a Ganav or Lissim Mizuyan. Is not as chomo, because Shem Sacha only pays kefal if he claims this to Mizuyah. If he's being gunner, then not. So the Meila says, that's what the breaks have meant. Shem Sacha is more cow than a Shem Achino. Shem Sacha rarely has to pay kefal. Can pay kefal. Rarely pays kefal. Shem Achino more often pays kefal. The whole time he saw the second rationale of all times that he says something to do with Gunners, being Mizuyan, whether it's Mizuyan or not, he has to pay careful. So Shem Echinam Potom Gneva Aveda. Shem Echinam Potom Gneva Aveda. Hilka Kishanim, so what's the word after that? No. Second. But it turned out that he's a liar. Mishalim Kefal, he has to be careful. Same as Shem Yisrocha, same as Shalim Kefal. The time is Ganav Shein Mizun. He doesn't be careful if he was a Ganav that wasn't armed. I've been into the other Dom, because originally they had Potter Nafshim Mekan. He never potted himself from Keren. So later, that's the Shlava we're holding in the Gemara. At the end of the day, so far, Rav Yosef is still right. This is Mizun, he's a Ganav. And Shem Aveda generally doesn't pay kefal. There'll be one case where Shem Aveda pays kefal, and that is if he claims an onus happens. What onus?
It was an armed bandit.
Armed bandit. Because of his role, this museum is a challenge. Right. New question. We'll ask the question. Nishbar or you made. The Gemara says a person has a animal he's looking after. A sale. Borrowed an item and it broke or died. A chayv to pay. A sale chayv for him. Right? A sale chayv for him. So get on. Very good. And a shayla chayev is having it. Apart from one thing, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You're so possible?
It's not as well as working.
Right.
It's not as well as working.
Right. while working it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that, you know. Frightening. I borrowed his own car. Very sweet, really a lovely guy. I borrowed his car and we went up north. And as we left Christchurch, you know, the petrol thing, the oil sign came up. So this is the beginning of the holiday project for 5 days. So I was quite worried. I didn't know enough about cars. So I stopped off up north at some petrol station. I said, "Do you have oil for this car?" He said, "No, you have to tell me what you need, diesel thing." And I've got no idea. I stopped off another one also, no idea. Up north, nobody could help me. And I drove all the way back here. And then we were going to go somewhere else. I said, "Look, I have to go to the petrol station here. In there's one Bukhari, yeah, there's a place there." I said, "Could you check the oil?" He said, "It was dry like anything." He said, "Look, the motor is shaking like anything." So this thing should have died. And I said, "There's no reason why it shouldn't have died." So that was the thing. And not after it, because it sorted itself out. But I told him, it was an Arab. I told him, on the way home, I promised money to stock if we get home safe. And we said to him, we should get home safe. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know anything that I can't. He said, no way. He's got it. But he said, the hand that died, maybe it would be called I was to say it, but I had no idea about it. But the hand that died, I tried calling up the Mr. Bushy, they don't help anything. The hand that died, that would have been made my personal loss. It would have been a shayla, at least. Maybe that would have been important. It was very, very long, like, even because of borrowing it.
I hired a car on my island on holiday, and it had no oil in it. My dipstick didn't have no oil in it.
I had a dipstick
isn't
long enough. I had a brand new, very expensive car. I was in a rally. No miles on the clock. And on the second day, it was going barfing. Stuff was coming out of it. So I went in the garage and then I had to switch it to cool down. And then I took on the dipsy and it dried. I was beginning. The engine's dead. Brand new from the 25,000 car that I killed it in one day. He said it must have been delivered with no oil in it. It's not fucking could have worn it out in one day. The prophet says an oil is happening to Christ. You think I'm going there, right? If read your chai for good avida, if read your chai, sorry for painting, she says you be chai for good avida. A shame is socha is possible for painting, and he's chai for good avida. Right, so you see, there's more of a spur to be chai for good avida than painting. So if you're chai for painting, certainly you should be chai for good avida. Carry on. That's the Gemara. No, more of a fear. It's something you could have done to prevent. An animal dying is nothing you could have done to prevent. If the Marat Mala decides to take it, it's taken it. But a Gneva Veda, you could have protected it even that much better. You could have done. You could have been up all night with the guard protecting it. No. But that's what you do. That's the most question. That's a weird question. You didn't have to get out the bed to look after an animal. You said I could have been up all night with an armed guard.
To look after it, yeah.
If I'm not required to get out of bed for an animal that gets out of my tent, why should I?
Because that's your Shemisocha. Shemisocha has to look after things even better than the owner.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, says the Gemara. There's nothing you can do to refute this. This is a kavachema. That's an irrefutable kavachema.
You agree?
I agree. I'm sure Rav Yossi said somebody got it.
Hey, Gemara, these all kedai toch. Listim is in the ganav, or if you think a listim is in the ganav, like Rav Yossi claims, am I in a lot of? Why is there a tshuva? Bikel and Mitrach, Mar Hashem and Zoko, Shekim and Shalim, Tashlom and Kefel, Betay and Tanis and Mizuyen. There'll be a case, and Shem and Zoko has to pay more than a Shoyal. A Shoyal that comes along and says, hey, where's my item? Oh, a list of Mizuyen came to pay it. Make a sure. Okay, I'll make a sure. It was a lie. He's there to pay. This guy finds him. So if he gets caught afterwards, no Kefel. Kefel's only if you patted yourself and paying, he didn't pat himself and paying. But the same as Stockholm that says this thing is doing came, and this thing is doing his a isn't gonna, he'll have to pay. So if he turns out he's lying, he'll have to pay Kefel. So you see, the same as Stockholm's got more Kamiros than a Shoyal.
The unpaid card takes
a note
that he was listening to
the
unpaid
guard.
So how the unpaid
he not paid Kevin? An unpaid guard pays Kevin for Gunner. Those are the same stuff I'm paying Kevin. Shoyal. Okay. So we've got no Kavachayim anymore. We have no Kavachayim. What was the Kavachayim? What we're trying to learn? How do we know that Shoyal is Chayim for Gnei Vavidah? So I'm going to say, because the Shem Tov is Chayim for Gnei Vavidah, that's New York Chayim. Not true. Shem Tov is Chayim for Gnei Vavidah because it's Mulchamo. Has the Shem Tov a Mulchamo? Shem Tov sometimes has to pay Kefel. By Litzim is doing it. Pay Kefel. By Litzim, but Shoyal will never pay Kefel. But it's the Mizuyin. If I ever pay Kefel, never pay Kefel. So maybe a Shoyal should be Potter for Gnei Vaveda. And for the Gemara, Omalei, Kistala Haitanya. This writer says the Kavachem She'ena of Shuva, this Tana holds Kavana Beloi Shuva, paying Karen. Without any choice of making a shvur, Adifa is more chomor than kvela b'shvur. It's more chomor than the fact that you can sometimes have to pay kefal if you exempt yourself with a shvur. I mean, here we have a shvur and a. What's better? What's a better person's choice? I give you a choice. You can either pay up, or you can make a shvur and sometimes you'll have to pay twice. What would the person choose generally? So he says here, what's more common? You have two people. One guy always has to pay up. No choice. No choice. No way out. And another guy doesn't have to pay. He has to make a sure, but he could be caught out. If he gets caught out, he has to pay careful. Which one is the more common person? Strict. Which one are we more strict with? That's what you think? I think this price holds a Others all day round. But this guy's all day round. The guy, they get no drink ever. He always has to pay. He's treated with a tremendous stringency. We are being very strict with him. We're saying you always have to pay up. The other guy was saying you never have to pay up. Just if you're lying, you'll have to pay up.
The other thing is
Says the Gemara, the fact that you always have to pay up, Adifa is a more chomer oynish than Fela Bishra, than the Kaf Gevel that sometimes you have to pay. And therefore, a Shem Mishachar, sorry, a Shoyal is always more chomer than a Shem Mishachar. Why? Because Shoyal always has to pay. A Shem Mishachar, you're right. There'll be a case where you don't have to pay. And there'll be a case where you have to pay more. You have to be careful. But that case where you have to be careful is only in the case where you didn't have to pay beforehand. That's the more lenient. That's not as common as somebody who always has to pay. And therefore we have a Kavachimah, Shein Olav Tshuva. We have a great Kavachimah, Kavachimah that ain't Olav Tshuva. If a Rebbe Shoyal has to pay for each him, and the Shein Mishachar doesn't have to pay for him, that's the Shein Olav Tshuva. Surely the Shoyal which has to pay for each him, so surely has to pay for him. What do you want to say? The Shein Mishachar has to pay sometimes careful, sometimes careful. But you always have to pay. So you're definitely more humble than a Shein Mishachar. They're not equal. This Kavachim is a great Kavachim.
So, where's the rest?
Third paradigm. Haini, Sheikh Chayim, Elab Shvur Mesa. How do you know you're going to be Chayim also in Elabesha? Because that's Kavachim. Every day, Sheikh Mesa, Shepot, Boy, Shvur Mesa, he fought the point, Jim and Rashi, Tifsiv Be Umeis, Oinishvar, Oinishvar. So the Pasuk says that if he breaks or is captured, the Shem Mishachar doesn't make the pay, he just makes the Shvur and he's Pasuk, but yet he's Chayav for Gnei Maveda, the Shvur being gone and Yigunav. But so it's because the Gnei is Shem Mishachar, which is Chayav for Pasuk, it's certainly be Chayav for Gnei Maveda. So the Gemara, no, that's not what's coming. Mali Shem Mishachar, Mali Shem Mishachar, Vekulu Adonin, Shem Mishachar has to be careful sometimes. Tema Vesheil, Shein Boi Kefal La'olam. There'll never be a situation where a Shoyal pays careful. So Mechai Vainzim, a Shoyal's Chai Vainzim, the Fiv, Finish Barameis, it says, Finish Barameis, the Chai Vainzim. Ki Nami Shoyin, Listen to him, not him, even if he would claim that Listen is in Sukkah from him, have a Mechaim Nafshe Bekani, he still has to pay Karen. He never passed himself. When we say in Ebo, Ligne Vizakar, and suddenly he wasn't out to steal the Karen, that means the Shoyal, when he said it got, that Listen is in happened, he was going to pay up for it. So he was never out to steal the Karen from the original owner. Loishan Kevel doesn't pay Kevel.
If the Shoyal is
The answer is, yeah, no, it's a good question. The answer is, The only time you pay Gevel, you have to remember this, Rafi, the only time you pay Gevel, the only time you pay Gevel, if you said that a gun of sin. Well, it has to be a gun. So it might be a gun of sin. It has to be a gun. That's a gun. No. If he says that listen is in and it's a gun, you pay Gevel. If we told listen is in as a gun, you wouldn't pay Gevel. It's only said by Ganef. The Nimsa of the Yodoy, that he was the Ganef. Only if he was the Ganef, he claimed it was the Ganef.
The fact that he lied in Shpua got the husband, and it was found out, that doesn't drop.
He'd have to pay out for not careful.
That's the Shoyal. In that one case.
Shoyal will never keep big up.
But even with listening to him?
That's Shemistocha. Shemistocha is chai for Potiphar Inshim. So there's this Mizuyin with his eye. This Mizuyin is an owner. And a soil is chai for Inshim. A soil, even if the bandits come in and take from him forcefully, could be chai for that. A soil is chai for Inshim. But not Mizuyin is alocha. In Mizuyin is alocha, there's no kefir. So we've got one more Rashi, or two. Stoma high tanner, the Nishvay mate, the counter below Shvore, Hatifa Mikvela Bishvore. Soil, Odisha. Soil is more Chavo. Shemis Chaye Bishvore Mesa, he's Chaye for Intim, the Loishum Shvore Shekel. Even without a Shvore, he's Chaye to pay. However, he's more Chavo than a Shemi. The second, till he swears full free, Shenig Nevi Menah, they get stolen from him. Vachka, for even then he didn't came. Take me over. Helkach, Knosta, Mishum Shvu, the Kanzach, one of the Knaz is because of a Shvu. Here's what Rachman was shouting about. The reason why he's saying the stock of his Kepel is not because he has certain liabilities that he smears Mechayim Kepel. The reason why he's Chayim Kepel is because he lies falsely. So that's not a relevant factor in trying to weigh up which Shemah is more common. And I have to weigh up which Shemah is more common. I think a Shemah Tachah, take a sale. Which one is more common? So we see a sale goes all the way down, a sale goes up. Why is the sale going down? He's Chayim of Seer. Why is he Chayim of Seer? Because when he accepted upon himself his responsibility to look after his animal, he was the chayiv himself, even for Inshim. Shemitzokhan, he accepted upon himself the responsibility to look after Inshim, did not be the chayiv himself for Inshim. That's why he's higher up himself rather than. Now, what about the din that Shemitzokhan sometimes has to be careful? Does that push that down? Does that bring that mind? But the reason why the Shemitzokhan sometimes has to be careful has nothing to do with the responsibility that he accepted upon himself. Simply because he's a liar. He was over his son. So he has to be careful. But what's that got to do with the Shemitz Sokka or Israel? Shemitz Sokka and Israel, we want to weigh out which one's strong, which one's more vulnerable, is which responsibility would Machayev you more? Which one? Because accepting upon yourself responsibility, you are obligated to pay more. That's a sale, first, is accepting of looking after it. He has to pay even for Pshia. That's had a tremendous acceptance of responsibility. He's not even Pshia, even for Inshim. A tremendous acceptance.
Is a sure love
that he has. The dice are working or not. The dice are some, yeah. Then you're positive. Just once. Just pays once. And even though you pay twice, that's an unlock. If you swore that gun is game, then you pay twice. Now, why do you pay twice? Because you set yourself in responsibility that I will have to pay twice. The Russian knows. The reason why I pay twice, I wrapped you up there beforehand, is an oinus. You lie. Because we're giving you Malchus. Because we're giving someone else. We gave you an oinus. Lying about gun, you pay careful. It's got nothing to do with my weight on responsibility. It doesn't therefore change the scales at all. Why would I be bothered? Only if while driving it, it dies. But I can say, listen, I borrowed it onto the drive, and then it dies. But if, let's say, I drove it and it was fine, and then basically got I was in an Arab place up north, and some guy grabbed his gun arm and blew it up. And that's the paper. The guy who lent it to me, that's a tzaddik, he doesn't want me to be a sale. He charges rent of a second a day. He doesn't want it to be a sale, so he's on there. That's a tzaddik. The sale is a tremendous confidence in it. Any type of damage, anything, you're going to be trying to pay. Unless, while driving. Anyway, so that is what the Gemara answers. So that's, if we can sum up, I just want to make sure we're on the same page in the Gemara. What's the, let's do a quick stick on, yeah, yeah, very good, very good. So you're really on the ball today. He said, Nun Zayin on the base. Okay, let's do a quick summarizing of the Gemara, the second time of the whole Gemara. We started off with, I'll lead you on. We start off with the machlekes, what the status of the Shema Aveda is. What's the machlekes? What the status of the Shema Aveda is. With the machlekes. The Shema Zacharab, the Shema Genom, and the Vedas, the Shema Zach, we saw different stars. That's what we said. Then we tried to bring proofs against Rava. How many proofs do we have against Rava? You remember? How many? And the Gemara started off with two questions on Rabbah. Two questions on Rabbah. We thought there was a different Shem Esau. And he refuted those rights. So Rabbah says the Shem Aveda Shem Chinom. Apart from maybe animals, maybe different. Then we had questions on the Gemara. Right? Questions on Rav Yosef. Two questions on Rav Yosef where you see that God didn't have a Shem Echinom. And then Rav Yosef, to answer the last one, the last question, he says that the Shema Aveda is a din of a Shem Estafa. So how can you ever have a case, the Achayev Kefal? Right. So she stole. Instead of a stone, it was unbanded, so he's possible from paying outright. Why? Because if it's called out, he's called property, and he's called out, he'd have to pay careful mind. Because he said a gun of gate. Right. So if you lied about a gun of right. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Listen Mazin is a gun. So no, I hold the gun. Now the Gemara on the gate, which is being wrong, is trying to discuss if he writes on the last point. That point where the Lishan Mizuyan is a Ganav or a Gazan, is he right on that? Perhaps the Lishan Mizuyan is not a Ganav, it's a Gazan. And then the Gemara brings the Rayas, and we have two Gemara. One we had was where we could not learn Shem Echinom from Shem Esau. we could not learn the Gemara said you can't learn a Shemakinam from Shemakinam, although Shemakinam is more common. You can't learn a Shemakinam from Shemakinam, why not? If we find the Shemakinam is chayiv for Shia, if he used the item, there's no reason for us to assume that Shemakinam is chayiv for Oinsim if he used the item. Guy, Shem Zohar, he was meant to look after your car. He went for a shmear, went for a drive around the block on your car, and then he parked it. And one of those big trucks came by and drove over it. And the car drove over it. Nothing good to talk about. So, is he going to be chayef for it? Hashem HaKinam would be chayef for it.
It's true that he
used it. Is Hashem is not going to be chayef? Could he turn around to it's an oinus? Or could he say, no, it's not an oinus, it was an oinus, but if you think you're going to be chayef? If Hashem is not, is chayef in such a case, Hashem is not as well? Hashem is not alone, you know? Hashem is not more common than Hashem is not. Why? Hashem is not on top of the pay kebab. Hashem is not doesn't pay kebab. Pray the Gemara. According to you, a Yosef that list in the Zoom is a kind of also Shem Yisrael pays kefal sometimes. How can Shem Yisrael pay kefal? If you claim that it's the Zoom guy came, you pay kefal. So how can you tell me that Shem Yisrael doesn't pay kefal? He does. Now, if we hold that Nisim Zin is a government, we wouldn't have that question. Because Nisim Zin is a government, you don't pay kefal. You have going to send this machine to the gunner. If you're going to be too big, careful. That's the Gemara. What the Brisa means is that you see a machine on with any type of gunner, he has to be careful. Whether the gunner, but it's going to be careful. Shem Asafa doesn't always be careful. Only be careful one type of gunner. Which type? This is it. If he says something got stolen, he's paying. So that was the first refutation of the question on regeneration. Again, we thought we had the right from this right that this was in is not a gunner. No, it is a gunner. Now, the second one's a bit more complicated. The second one says there's something called the Kavach HaMashin Arab Shuvah. Do you remember what the Kavach HaMashin Arab Shuvah of John was?
That was the child.
What? That was?
The child
will be liable. You can't remember from your case.
That shayla, we know it's chayv for einsim. The shem of tzacha is possible einsim, and the shem of tzacha is chayv for gnei v'aveda. So certainly, a shayla should be chayv for gnei v'aveda. And the Gemara says it's ein olav tshuva. Ein olav tshuva means it's kal v'chayma zel. Nothing to talk about. But the Gemara, if you say that listim is a ganav. There will be a case the Shem Asaf is more chomor than the Shem Asaf and the Shem. Even than the Shem. Why? The Shem Asaf claims an oinus happened. Which oinus? Listen to it. And it was just one of those bugamites. Never happened. And it turned out he was a liar. He's paid kefal. And a Shem will never have that. Will never pay kefal. The agony of his coming from the Shem. Ain't all our sugars. No, nothing to talk about. Of course it is. I just knocked it away. Shem is talking about being careful. Shayel doesn't. So what's more common? Shem is talking about Shayel. Shem is talking. So of course you can't learn out Shayel from Shem is talking. You want to say Shayel is Chayel from Shia and if Shem is talking is Chayel from Shem is talking, certainly Shayel should be Chayel from Shem is talking. Not true. Shem is talking is Chayel from Shem is talking because Shem is talking is Chayel for Kevel sometimes. But then you get Shayel is not Chayel for Kevel. So maybe he's not Chayel from Shem is talking either. That's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara answers that this Braisa holds that when you have to pay without any option of denying it, that is treated with more severity than somebody who has an option to pass in half the ratio. Okay? Lema Messiah. Let's say we have a proof for Yeshua's Shitta. Hasecha Paro Mechaveh. Somebody who hires a cow from his friends.
You're trying to learn how to love this from one to the other, and yet you never have any to say.
Let's say we have a proof for Yeshua's Shitta. Somebody who rents a cow from his farm. Vinignavar, and he got stolen. I'm going to pay. Maybe Nissan, I won't make a straw. And then the Ganav comes, the Shalim to Shlomi Kefer, Lissaycha. He has to pay Kefer. So the person I went to the so Ruah. Sorry. The person, the renter, said, I'll pay, I won't make a shvur. And then we found the Ganav has to pay Kefal to the renter, to the person that rented it. How about the renter? Not the owner, the one that rented. Right, so what's called the thing is worth the one who rents out. Anyway, we're referring here to the guy that paid the money to have the car. So later, he gets the money back from the gun.
He
didn't make a profit.
He paid.
Yes, right, he made the profit, right. It's over off, he gave you that. We're assuming that this Gemara is going like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shira who holds Seicha is like a Shemit Tachon. And Seicha is a statement of a Shemit Tachon. The discussion in the Gemara with the Seicha is the one who rents the car has the statement of a Shemit Chinom or a Shemit Tachon. So we're assuming he's like a Shemit Tachon. So what did he say? What were the words that he said? Hareini. What did he say in response? Hareini. Oh, you don't have that. I'll pay instead of swearing, right? That means that he has an option to swear. Right?
Swear and the word love is your
own. How could he have an option to swear? Shem is not as kind for giving up. How would he have an option to swear? Very good. So we have a riot. Listen, Zun is a gunman. He must have said that there was a listen, Zun. Oh, don't worry, I'll pay. I'm not going to make a straw. He could have made a straw. He could have said there was listen, Zun. And what did it say? You found the gunman in the end. How much does he pay? The gunman picked up. So you've seen that listen, Zun is a gunman. The riot is a so it says here, we assume Kribu this way. I went back, Dhamma Sikh, and it's a Dhamma. Omidik Tani, here we are. And since it says, Ba'oma, Harini Mishalim, Ve'ini Mishba, I'm going to pay and I'm not going to swear, Michlau, we can infer from that. The boy, had he wanted to, Hotel Enough, so you saw he could have indeed exempted himself by swearing. Hey, Shizom, what are we talking about? Isn't it Kigoyin? Kotoyin? Kain is Lissimazin? Isn't it that he claimed that Lissimazin came? Uktoni, and it says, Vacha Rinza Ganav, we found the Ganav. Mishalim, to Shumi Kefal, and Seicha it says, the Ganav has to pay, Seicha Kefal.
Normally, when he is not exempted,
if he holds his Taika Shemestach, he wouldn't be. If a rent is like a Shem Yisachar,
we don't know what it is yet.
But we're saying he's like a Shem Yisachar. We thought he's like a Shem Yisachar. If he's like a Shem Yisachar, so then he'd have to pay. The rent is the guy who paid to rent the car. And now the car got stolen by a bandit. He was obviously from South Africa. So the car got stolen by a bandit, and now he says to the guy, "Listen, I'm very sorry. When it happens, I don't want to make a shmuel. I'll pay you instead." And then they find that gunner.
Something. Why does that gunner not pay? Nobody's being paid for it.
Oh, because a lot of the gunner has to be careful. That's all. That's a gunner who steals. He has to be careful. So who does he pay the careful to? The person that pays for the item.
But normally if the renter said I came outside to the stolen,
why doesn't he get back what he paid and they only get the other
because the Gemara discusses this. But that's what the halacha is. I don't want to go down that way at the moment. So where are we holding? Shmami no listen is in Gamino. He said me sovis kebuda. May who says that we hold by Buddha? Dama says we can eat soccer dummy. Dumakur mayas really Dama says Shemakinam. Maybe we all are mayor was of the opinion that every surface got faith of a Shemakinam. Ibrahim Tema or the Makhlif Rabbah Bavova Tony Rabbavova turned the opinions round and he said Seicha Kitzim Mishalim Meir Mekshem Mishalim Meir Mekshem Mishalim Meir Mekshem Mishalim. Makes a difference really so much to Tumachim. The point is that maybe we're of the opinion that every Seicha is like a Shem Mishalim. If every Seicha is like a Shem Mishalim, then of course you can have a Kefah. He says it got stolen and for that he Be'etim would have been able to make a Shroh, but he agreed to Ben and they found the Ganas. And say Oma Kochamai Skinom Betoyen Tainas Lishtim Mizrim. They were referring to somebody who claimed it was a Lishtim Mizrim. She was an owner, so he's a potter. And it turns out it was a Lishtim Shein Mizrim. So that was a simple Ganav.
So he wanted to find himself by saying he had
it. Well, he said that you should know it's an armed bandit and I could have passed myself, I'm going to pay. That's what he said.
Then
it turned out that guy was a similar gunner. So the gunner that stole it has to pay kefal.
Right.
So what's to who does he pay it to?
I would say the renter.
He pays it to the renter. Right? The difference is, what do we want to prove that Lishtim Mizrim is a gunner as opposed to a guzzler? Not true. Lishtim Mizrim is really a guzzler. Lishtim Mizrim is really a guzzler. But if he's not a Lishtim Mizrim, but just a simple gunner, a gunner is a gunner.
So the Lishtim Mizrim, if he did have guns, would have paid up.
Right.
But he can have guns, 12 years old.
Okay? That's the way we're going to get out. So Lena will say, you want a proof for a case. It could be everything that is in the government and not the government. He's a government. So why do we have a case here where a guy can say, you should know, I could have made the sure, but I'm not going to make the sure. I mean, I could have said the Zeronis, I'm not going to make it, so I'm going to pay. And yet we know if you find the gun of man, you pay Kefal. But if he could have made the Shroom, must have been the Zeronis to Mizrim. So we're talking about this Mizrim. And yet we find, if you find this guy at the end, he pays double, how can it be? Kefal, so there was a different story. He said there was a list to Mizrim. So he said I could have made the Shroom. But he said there was a list to Mizrim. It turns out it wasn't. It was just a simple guy with a water pistol. The gunner. The Mela, since he's a simple guy, the gunner of course pays careful. So who does he pay careful to? To the guy that pays for the item. Who's that guy? The guy that said there was a list of his own. He said there was a list of his own. So he paid. At the end of the day, it wasn't a list of his own. It was a gunner. They pay careful. But if it would be a list of his own, there would be no careful in it. Because because this thing is really the God's business. So that is the Gemara.
So the Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is what proves at the end of the day
it means we don't have a proof for aviation. We wanted to have a proof for aviation.
That it's a God, it's a God.
Yeah, so we don't have a proof.
But at the end of the day it says
no proof. So we leave it all as it was. Yeah, the Rabbi holds the service, holds the service, holds the garden. We've got no way to disprove the answer, but on the other hand, we have no proof for the answer. So, okay, let's have Chazar and Shir, and we'll move on. Yes, you're getting it.